now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to my show, and top of the day to you, top of the day to you. I'm not Irish, actually I'm Scottish, but this is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Monday is St. Patrick's Day, and for those of you that have an Irish contingent in your community, all over America there are parades and celebrations, big Irish support down where I live. New Orleans has big parades, all the pubs in the French Quarter turn green, they serve green beer. In my home of Baton Rouge, we had a great St. Patrick's Day parade, 100,000 people, which is not a lot in some areas, but for us it's a lot of people, came out to see hundreds of floats go by. Local community folks get together, families get together, and build their own float, and put the kids and the grandkids on there, and have a wonderful time, a very family-oriented parade. Of course, down here we throw things, a little different than in some parts of the country. I remember I went to the Macy's Day Parade up in New York. For all you New York listeners up there, a lot of you folks up there go see your praiser, WBNJ, 1160 a.m. Listen to our show up that way. Went to the Macy's Day Parade. Now, the floats are 50, 60 feet in the air. It's a fantastic parade. My little granddaughter looks at me and says, "This is no fun. They don't throw anything." And what a lot of you don't know what we mean by throwing things, we throw beads, cheap little beads made in China, aren't worth a thing. The kids love them. Adults grab for them. The floats will often make a doubloon, a little small silver coin that'll have imprinted on it the name of your particular float or your group, your organization. We throw little stuffed animals, that kind of thing. So it's a real kick for the St. Patrick's Day activities. Hope you had a nice one wherever you happen to live. And again, tomorrow we'll see lots of celebrations on St. Patrick's Day itself. Great weekend. March Madness coming up. So you're making your bracket. Are you into basketball? Some people aren't, but March Madness is probably the most concentrated fan involvement of any sporting event in the country. Basketball we're talking about, for those of you who don't know what March Madness is. All the office pools, thousands and thousands of different groups will sit down and put up a bracket where they pick their particular team to win. In my case, we've got about eight of us. We each put up $100, and we choose up and down the line of our teams. And if you get into the Final Four, you get your money back. If you win the Final Four, then you make $400 is what you'll make. I won it twice, I guess, in my little group, my bracket. My most memorable win and my most memorable Final Four, I remember this very, very well. 2005, my home school, and I went to the University of North Carolina. Actually, my claim to fame was I was the coach of the legendary coach Dean Smith. He's still living. All-time winning basketball coach. I was his first recruit. Now, don't get excited. I wasn't any big super basketball star. Didn't actually play that well, but my claim to fame is I was Dean Smith's first recruit. So I love North Carolina. Go up and see some of the games every year. I'm a diehard fan. I live in Baton Rouge. You got to be an LSU fan down here, but I love going up to Carolina, and it's very intense. Basketball just runs through the blood of everyone up there. You folks listening to me in Charlotte, up in Mauckville, WDSL, 1520 a.m., in Statesville, very close to Chapel Hill, WSIC, 1400 a.m. You know what I'm talking about the intensity of basketball up there. So I'm taking a trip, kind of part business, part pleasure, to the Golden Triangle. Went over to Thailand and was up on the Golden Triangle, right where Burma and Cambodia meet. Famous for a big drug trafficking area. Wasn't up there for anything like that. So I am in a little restaurant, dirt floors. Now, I'm there at 8 o'clock in the morning because the time difference is about 12 hours. The finals of the NCAA, University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels, my alma mater, is playing for the finals against Illinois. And I'm over there halfway around the world. Well, just by the stroke of luck, I asked the owner of this little dirt-floored cafe in the middle of nowhere if he had any kind of communications, because I heard him on a little radio. He said that he had a shortwave radio. So we get on the shortwave radio, and we pick up the game. I can listen to the game in Thailand, 8 o'clock in the morning. The game is going down to the wire, and it's tied with about 30 seconds to go. UNC, Illinois. I got money on the line. My home school's on the line. I'm excited as I can be. And Carolina wins 75-70. I told a little waitress there. I looked up at the sky, very clear sky, really deep, you know, real pretty blue. Carolina's colors are sky blue. And I said, I knew they were going to win. I looked at the sky, and it was Carolina blue. She had no idea what I was talking about, but it was a great game, great Final Four. So if you get into that, I hope you pick a good bracket. Guys, it's a crapshoot this time. Florida down here in the SEC looks like they're probably the favorite, going to be the number one seed. They've gone undefeated in the Southeast Conference. Wichita State completely undefeated. You Kansas folks up there excited about that. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think Michigan State, by the way, who's lost seven games, could be a number one seed. So it's going to be a lot of fun for you basketball fans to see just what happens with the Final Four. That plane crash is so puzzling. It has dominated the news. That's all you see when you turn on CNN, MSNBC, all the news channels, is what happened to that Malaysian plane crash. 239 people disappear, Flight 370. All kinds of theories. It looks like the conventional theory is that somebody on board, the pilot or a hijacker, someone got the pilot to either kill him and divert that plane, turned it in a westerly direction, going out across the Indian Ocean. There's still one theory that it went north into Russia and landed up there somewhere. But I think that's pretty far-fetched. There's just too many countries who have tracking devices through radar that would know if that plane crossed the border. If you tried to hush it up, you just couldn't do so. There's too many ways that radar would track that plane down. I guess the reasonable theory, and what I believe at this stage, is somebody on board captured that plane, and it went out over the Indian Ocean. Now, if you've ever been in that part of the world, the Indian Ocean is a vast, vast body of water. You're talking about similar to the Pacific of the Atlantic. And you go out, you fly and fly and fly, and either the plane ran out of fuel or it was crashed into the Indian Ocean. An ocean that big, you'll probably never find any debris or know what happened. Probably never know what happened. And so I think in the years to come, we'll never turn anything up. Maybe with some very sophisticated new equipment, they'll be able to scan that bottom very, very deep, huge depths down there in the Indian Ocean. We may never find out exactly what happened to Flight 370. I can recall a flight that disappeared completely back in 1972. Hale Boggs was the majority leader of the Congress up in Washington, D.C., the House of Representatives. Happened to be from my home in New Orleans. I knew Congressman Boggs. I was just a young lawyer. Used to eat crawfish with him occasionally with a group of politicians down at a place called the Half Moon Bar and Fisherman's Wharf right next to each other down in the Irish Channel of New Orleans. You folks in New Orleans know exactly what I'm talking about. Congressman, very popular. The Alaska congressman asked him to please come up to Alaska. His name was Nick Begage. Congressman had a tough race. He was a Democrat running against a Republican. Congressman Begage gets Congressman Boggs, the majority leader, to come to Alaska. They fly off to make a campaign stop. The plane disappears. And you can imagine the majority leader of the United States Congress, they looked for months and months. I think they went over 325,000 miles continually looking for the wreckage. But after about 40 days, search was called off because they just couldn't find hide nor hair. That plane no doubt crashed into mountain ranges, heavily snowed mountain ranges, probably still under huge ice and snow that, quite frankly, will never be found. So it's not unique that you go over history, you can find flights that completely disappeared. And I remember that flight in particular. So it hit me home here in Louisiana. I was over in Paris, France, when I got the news about Congressman Boggs. And I was sitting at Sacré-Cœur, a little restaurant by Sacré-Cœur up on the mountains, having some French onion soup, and the word came down that Congressman Boggs had disappeared. Never found him, and I don't think they'll ever find any folks in this Malaysian airline. Hey, my website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Find some St. Patrick's Day messages. Have some fun on that website. Check it out. Listen, stay tuned. We're going to come on back. Got a lot more to talk to you about. We're going to talk about food stamps at adult stores. It's unbelievable. Stay tuned with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 14th, 2014, gold opened at $1,387.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,437.37, $718.68 for a half ounce, or $359.34 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,437.37, $718.68, and $359.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are G.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Often you have to look for one of the most outrageous news stories or some misuse of government funds, and you've got several, you've got a whole list to compare, whole list to look at. But boy, it's going to be hard to top this. Let me give you this. There's a lingerie store, an adult store that sell, you know what I'm talking about, all those adult products down here in my part of the country. And apparently this is happening in lots of parts of the country. And they are kind of on the main drag down close to where I live. The store accepts food stamps. You can go into the adult store with all these, you know what I'm talking about, and use a food stamp card. And they say the hook is that there are some products that are edible. This is unbelievable. Some products that are edible, and as a consequence, that qualifies you to buy anything in the store with food stamps. You and I out there, folks, are paying our tax dollars to help poor citizens. And look, we all know examples where a poor mother's been abandoned by her husband and she's got three or four kids and she's trying to hold down a job and can't make ends meet. And I think there's compassion amongst most of my listeners to say that makes common sense. We want to help kind of bridge the gap, get them over the hump. We don't want them on food stamps for years to come. But it's a temporary help. We feel like, especially for those kids, I think it comes down to the kids. They should have nourishment. But, of course, we've seen so many abuses of the food stamp flow because when you just can eat any food, you go to the fried chicken places and the burger places, and all that stuff is so bad for you. And the obesity rate is rising dramatically with young people. We've seen that happen over and over again. Not eating healthy. Our schools do a pitiful job of educating about nourishment. It's great to know how to do calculus and algebra, but I'd rather know some practical effects about what it takes to live a healthy life and how you eat and how you balance your checkbook and how you fill out a 1040 income tax form. Teaching you about life, which we don't do in schools across this country. Now we've got our money used. Not for the burger joints. I don't like the money going to the burger joints. I think they should not be able to use food stamps at the burger joints and the fried chicken joints. It ought to be for a set amount of healthy food that you eat. It ought to be listed by category. Fruits and vegetables and just the basic stuff, chicken and things that mama can cook or dad can cook. But not the fried stuff that clogs up your arteries and causes you and I, taxpayer, as to pay a tremendous amount of money on health care. Because these folks get into problems with diabetes and they have heart problems and the costs are astronomical and you and I pay for it. So I've got a problem there, number one, by the food stamp program, a federal program, not setting specific guidelines as to what can be purchased. And the abuse, you're not supposed to purchase alcohol and cigarettes. Stores do it all the time. There's no monitoring. If a store sells alcohol products or cigarettes, that kind of thing, you should be banned forever from taking food stamps. Wipe them out. You can never do it again, period. They don't do that. Slap you in the wrist. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Then you can buy any of the trash food. I go to Walmart and see people playing with food stamps, loading up with the potato chips and the sugar drinks and all these things that are causing you and I to pay the huge additional costs of health care. That's why health care is so rampant. Health care would not be that bad in this country if we live a healthy life. That's what really gets me. Look, healthcare is not funding all the new medicines and all the new procedures. The problem in healthcare is we've got so many people demanding healthcare that cause their own problems. They are the commanders of their own ship. They don't take care of themselves. Then they run off to the emergency room. They run off to Medicaid or even to Medicare. I'm on Medicare right now and say, oh, I need this operation. These things are expensive. These things are expensive. I got a new knee, so I'm sitting here right now on 8 weeks ago, maybe 9 weeks ago, I had a new knee replacement, full knee replacement. Price was $50,000. Now, luckily, I had secondary insurance and I had Medicare, and that paid, I think my cost was $400 is what I paid. 7 months ago, I had a hip replacement. $50,000. So these higher-end operations are extremely expensive when you're still cutting into someone, heart problems, diabetes, liver transplants because of the heavy drinking. Lifestyle, it's not the cost of medicine. We're gouging people and we're being irresponsible. The irresponsibility is not in the system. It's the lifestyle of so many people that are abusing themselves and abusing their family by the trash that they buy, they put in their bodies. It's a choice. I don't like that. I think that I'm willing to pay across the board for all of us. We all kind of pitch in and help together. If you're a smoker, you should be kicked out of my range, my area. You should be in a separate area of a higher risk and pay more. I shouldn't pay for your lung problems because you're so irresponsible that you smoke. You see what I'm saying? Well, we get down to this lingerie store. You can go to the lingerie store and use food stamps. Just absolutely out. They sign on the door. We accept EBT cards, which is the food stamp card, acceptable form of payment. That's a sign on the door right there. Sign on the door. Most states do not dictate how families spend the money on these cards, you see, and many are paid $400 a month. So you're getting $5,000 a month for food stamps, and people are abusing them in so many ways, like I say, cigarettes, alcohol, all these things. And now we've got them to the adult lingerie stores, adult stores selling all the trashy things you buy at something. And I'm not saying trashy. If you're an adult, you're over 20, 18, that's your choice. That's your choice. I'm not passing judgment on someone that goes to those stores, the videos, all that thing. That's your choice as a free American. I am a big believer in freedom of choice, which we don't have so much in this country. Freedom has become almost a word we stick in a box somewhere. We've seen that with so many rights under this Obama administration, started with Bush, now with Obama, ripping away our basic freedoms. It happens time and time again. So I'm for your freedom to make your choices. I just don't want to pay for your choices, you see. I want to be in a group that's acting a little bit more responsible. And Congress has failed miserably to lay out those parameters. Failed miserably. They allow the bureaucrats to set all the rules. There's no oversight by Congress. And we got an election coming up, folks. I'll tell you, we're going to talk about that later on the show, why you would vote for any incumbent member of the United States Congress, senator or congressman alike. You better have an awful good reason, because the irresponsible is just unbelievable. But right now, you can go to a lingerie store, an adult store that sells the toys and all the things you, if you've never been in one, you can imagine. You can pull it up on Google and see. And you can use a welfare food stamp card to buy all the products in the store. Absolutely outrageous. And we, people spend their money that way, and you know that's how your tax dollars. Any reason why the government's in such debt when you allow that kind of thing to happen? Highly irresponsible. And roll my eyes. We'll see what happens. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hope you'll check it out for my weekly columns. Have some fun on the site, too. We're going to take a little pause. I'm going to get me a fresh cup of coffee, maybe a donut, which I shouldn't have. I'm just kidding. Not really a donut. And you know what? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call us free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
How about Duck Dynasty? You know, for the past several years, the highest rated cable show on all cable TV right down the line has been Duck Dynasty. It's a show that emanates out of my part of the country up around West Monroe, Louisiana. Duck Dynasty is all about the Robinson family and their eccentric ways and ways that are very country, very entertaining. They got their start by making Phil Robinson is the patriarch of the family, started making these duck calls. And these Robinson duck calls, I've been using them for years when I have duck hunted with my son, and over the years I've used these duck calls on many occasions. He makes great duck calls. Well, he parlayed this into a national TV show. It's been quite a hit. But boy, has he taken a hit, quite frankly. New ratings have come out showing that 40% of his audience has dropped over what it was a year ago, lost 40% of his audience. Now, you might recall that Phil Robinson made some comments about homophobic issues, racial comments about how it wasn't all that bad in the Jim Crow South, talking about bestiality and tying that to homophilia, homosexuals. And he, and of course, a lot of political leaders, if it served their purposes, jumped right on his bandwagon. My governor down here, little Bobby Jindal, said, "Oh, Phil, leave Phil alone. He's entitled to his opinion." He, of course, he's entitled to his opinion, but so is the viewers that watch his show entitled to their opinion. They pass judgment, 40% off. So now it's still going to be a high-rated show. It was about 11, 12 million. So if you knock off 40%, he's still getting 6.5, 7 million. That's a lot of people watching a cable show. And the Robertsons will go on, and I think he maybe put his foot in his mouth, and sorry he did. And very popular, like I say, down in my part of the country, throughout the South, that Phil Robertson took quite a hit when he made those comments. It was in GQ magazine. What is Phil Robertson? Got that beard down to his stomach, got those big eyebrows he's never plucked. You know, he's just one of us, I guess, down here, all of us rednecks. But I don't know what GQ was interviewing for, but I'll tell you, Phil, the next time GQ comes along, you better look the other way. That's not your kind of audience, quite frankly, and it's definitely hurt in the ratings. Boston Marathon. I love the Boston Marathon. I've seen it on several occasions. Always wanted to run the Boston Marathon. After I got out of college, I tried to do some distance running. Did some triathlons where you swim, you bike, and you run. My goal was to run the Boston Marathon, the premier marathon in this country. And I trained for it, ran some half marathons, ran some half triathlons, quite frankly. The distance of the Boston Marathon, if you guys don't follow that, is 26 miles is that you run. In a triathlon, you run 26 miles, you bike 112 miles, and then you swim for 2 miles in the ocean. Never did a full triathlon, did half triathlons, and I felt pretty good. Then my knees started wearing out on me. I told you regular listeners, had a knee surgery, knee operation, hip replacement here about 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, doing well, coming along slow. I'm still feeling the strain, doing well. But I wasn't able to run, so I never was able to compete in the Boston Marathon. I always wanted to. Big fan. I watched it on television, gone to a couple on several occasions. Comes up April 21st this year. And for good reason, law enforcement officials up there in Boston are taking great pains to put in new requirements after the terrible tragedy of the Boston bombings that took place last year. I mean, killed 3 or 4 people, injured scores of people. And there's going to be checkpoints up there for both spectators and participants, hundreds more officers, bomb-sniffing dogs, any number of security measures are put into place. And, again, they have no choice. They have to. You can't wear a backpack if you're a runner, which runners like to do because, you know, especially older runners, you want some ointment, you want your water, you want a number of things you can carry. Well, you can't do that. Can't carry a backpack anymore. So it's taken some of the pizzazz off what you can do up there. And I still think it's going to be a success. They're doing exactly what they should be doing. Here's who caused the problem. It wasn't the local police. It wasn't an irate bomber who came in. The people that need to learn a lesson is the FBI. And I'm not real a big fan of the FBI because of a number of screw-ups that have taken place. But it was really a doozy with the Boston Marathon. The Boston bombers, you can lead the cause of that bombing directly to the ineptitude of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I'll tell you why. We've talked about this before on the show. The Russians, you know, we're no big buddies with the Russians. We're at odds with them right now. Chechnya election taking place today as to where they will end up. No, the president's rattling his sword at Russia right now. The Russian secret police call up the FBI and say, look, we're real concerned about these two brothers that come from one of our satellite areas. We think they could be very, very dangerous. We're telling you, check them out. We have some concerns about them. Now, you know, when the Russian secret police share that information with you, you ought to take some action, right? And there's no record of what happened because the FBI is so embarrassed over this incident, it won't really tell us what happened. So then the Russians call for the second time. Not once, but twice. Better watch out. These brothers are dangerous characters. We have great concerns about what they could do and the danger they could be to your people. These are the Russians calling and telling us this. Well, of course, nothing happened. Brothers carry on in Boston, living there in Boston, working in Boston, and look what the damage they did. So I hope that the FBI has learned something. You know, our whole security apparatus going from the CIA. The CIA couldn't catch something like this. They're too busy spying on Congress. We've talked about that before, and you've seen the stories in the paper where the CIA is spying on members of Congress who are investigating the CIA. The spies are being looked on by the spies who are investigating the spies. You follow me? They're too busy to worry about bombers. They're too worried about what's happening. You know, from what I'm told within the intelligence community, that the RCI didn't pick up on what was happening with Russia going into Chechnya, not to the last minute. They were just too busy spying on members of Congress. You follow me? The ineptitude within the security establishment on both the domestic level and the international level has been full of holes that has caused a lot of problems in America, and there's no better example of that than the Boston bombers. So I hope lessons are learned. Rather than spying on each other and worrying about leaks, concentrate on keeping us safe. That's your job, keeping us safe. In the case of the Boston Marathon in 2013, the FBI were dismally failed in keeping us safe. So good lessons learned, and it's up to local officials to come in and put in those safety measures. I know they're doing it. I certainly hope to. I may try to go up to Boston this year. Great time of year to go up there. eat some lobsters, take that trip on up towards Maine. It's only an hour drive up towards Maine. Boston's a wonderful city, great seafood, and then to see the Boston Marathon, what a wonderful, wonderful treat. And I hope I can be in that number. Still got a little ways to go. Hey, healthcare on the front burner, and there's a different slant on this now. Let me share it with my slant. I found just by talking to a number of people down here. Now, the President of the United States is not very popular in the South, and Obamacare is not popular in the South. It's become a riveting issue for Republicans who turn out in droves because of Obamacare. It's not so much a Democratic issue. I think we saw that happen in this recent election that took place over in Florida. We had a Florida election. A young guy named David Jolly is elected. The Republican knocks out the Democrat, and he says one of the big issues or the main issue is Obamacare. It didn't electrify. Apparently, there's a lot of Democrats are for Obamacare, but they're not electrified by the issue. The Republicans are just consumed by the issue, and when you talk about an election that involves Obamacare, they come out at a much greater rate than do Democrats. You see what I'm saying? And so it causes many more problems. I'm going to come back and talk about it and comment on the president and what I see happening and give you some examples to why a lot of Democrats now have turned on the whole health care issue of Obamacare and what we can do about it. How do we solve the problem? What can we do about it? Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, my website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly column. I send one out every week. You'll have some fun with that column. So sign up again. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to take a pause, get some advertisement here. We've got a lot more to go. Good show today on our Common Sense Show. Stick around.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change, and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are G's.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about health care, and I mentioned this special election that happened over in the St. Petersburg area. Representative David Jolly is elected over there to Congress. He's a Republican, and his main issue was Obamacare. And he got a lot of independents and crossover voters because of their concerns over Obamacare. The Republicans, you just can't make it an issue and expect the Republicans to elect you there, because the Republicans have been pretty irresponsible, too. They're the party of no. They say no, no, no. They voted to repeal Obamacare on 50 different occasions, but offer no alternatives. I'm just stunned that there are no alternatives being offered. Why haven't the Republicans put a very concise plan? There's 30 different doctors who are members of Congress. Did you know that? 20 different doctors, three from my home state of Louisiana. Got three doctors down here. Yet they've not come and articulated a plan as an alternative to Obamacare. And to me, that's a huge weakness in Republican ranks. So it's not the Republican opposition that is causing so much problems for the Democrats, quite frankly. It's the fact that a lot of independents and Democrats are losing confidence in their whole plan. You recall the President of the United States saying, if you like the plan you have, you can keep it. Well, of course, that's just not the case. And I used to be the insurance commissioner in the state of Louisiana. Some of you listeners don't know that. As a consequence, people come up to me in restaurants and coming out of movie theaters and stop me on the street and say, let me tell you something, Brown, you used to be the commissioner. Let me tell you my problem. And I hear these problems every single day. I had a fellow who's always voted Democratic. Nice guy, not that interested in politics, but he's just devastated because his company plan, due to Obamacare, went from him having a $1,000 deductible to a $20,000 deductible. And he and his wife are having some problems right now. They need some health care, and they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay the deductible. From $1,000 to $20,000. You know, Congress went absolutely nuts over this flood insurance program. Flood insurance rates are going to go through the ceiling. And quite frankly, we'll talk about that later on the show. I may write a column about this week because that was way overly exaggerated. But they went nuts over flood insurance, but they don't seem to be concerned about people like my friend who went from $1,000 to $20,000 in premiums. And I hear those stories all the time, you see. So Obamacare has caused a great deal of damage, and those articulate defenders in the Senate particularly could cause the demise of the Democrats controlling Congress. Now, it may not bother a lot of Republicans, but Democrats are very, very worried about it. Another problem, quite frankly, is that young people are not that excited or not signing up for Obamacare. The administration says it needs about 40% of the registrants on the health care exchanges to be young adults, to be, say, under 30. Well, they're not getting 40%. Right now, they've gotten about 2 million voters. They've only got about 18%. And they're really worried. And so here's what happens. Those signing up are older folks who are more likely to get sick, more likely to have, they're older and sicker, and that means they'll use the healthcare system a lot more. See, young people won't use it quite as much. They pay the premiums. It gives a balance to where, as insurance is supposed to do, a balance in terms of costs. But if it's used by older and sicker people, then, of course, the costs are going to go up dramatically. Going to go up dramatically. And young people in droves are not participating. And by the way, young people in droves are turned off by politics in general. They don't trust any politician. And young folks elected Barack Obama. Young voters joined organizational groups, came out in numbers, very, very active, more liberal, got very, very involved. Very, very involved and very, very passionate about politics. But then after Obama wins, young people are pretty much ignored. He didn't unite them as an army. They maybe get an occasional email. When you got those dedicated people on the street that can help you get things done and lobby members of Congress, the Obama administration has done a very miserable job of not using their base, using those young people, keeping them excited, having workout groups, the president's key people meeting with coalitions of young people all over the country. That's your army. That's your base. Didn't do it. Just gave them an occasional email. There was no real concentrated effort to bring these young people into the mix, you see. They're connected online, but they got no loyalty to institutions. They got no loyalty to any institution. They certainly don't have any loyalty to the White House, particularly when they're ignored by the White House, you see? When they're ignored by the White House. Interesting poll, recent Pew Research poll, asking about Americans, and these are all Americans. 40% of baby boomers believe most people can be trusted, but only 19% of millennials, young people under 30, believe that. Only 19% think that most people can be trusted. You see what I'm saying? So we live in a country in which many people act as if history is leaderless. Events emerge spontaneously from the ground up. Society is very hard to have leadership, and there's no loyalties in that leadership, you see? And I don't think it's a turnoff. I don't think Americans are becoming more isolated, quite frankly. Yes, we're exhausted from the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War, but when it comes to economic opportunities, see, young people know how to get on the Internet and see the advantage of worldwide markets. You see, they know the advantage of worldwide markets. So Americans have lost faith in the higher politics of global affairs, and they've lost faith in the idea that American political and military institutions can do much to shape the world, but they don't lose confidence in their ability to make an economic impact on the rest of the world. You see what I'm saying? So the politics is geared towards the older folks. You see that within the Republican Party. I mean, the Mitt Romney campaign focused on getting what they thought was their base out. And Romney did a pretty good job. 59% of all of Romney's voters were white. White is what he got. Well, George H.W. Bush back in 1988, 25 years ago, got 59% of white voters and won hands down, won a huge resounding victory. Mitt Romney gets the same percentage of white voters as George Bush and is soundly defeated. And the reason is because the white vote went from about 85% down to 70%. You see, there's not nearly as many white voters. The whole different flow within the Asian community and with the Latino community are coming in. And Republicans have just not done a good job at all in terms of reaching out to bring in that base. So Obama's in trouble. Obamacare is in huge trouble. And it may cost the Democrats control of the U.S. Senate coming up this fall. I don't think that's out of the order. If I had to give me $100 and they'll tell me to bet on it, I think that there are six or seven senators who will go down to defeat a number of red state senators. Got one in my home state, Mary Landrieu, in real political trouble. Big supporter of Obamacare in a red state, a Republican state, and she's going to suffer from it. So there are huge problems in the Democratic ranks. The only good news for the Democrats is the Republicans aren't offering much out there. They're not really offering much of a choice. Like I said before, 20 doctors in Congress, 20 different doctors, and they can't come up with a viable health care plan? I'm just unbelievable to me that you can't get a consensus along that line. Health care, like I said earlier in the show, comes down to choices. It's not a question of the expense of health care going to all the new equipment and all the new drugs. There are charges there, but it comes down to our need to use those new drugs and all those new procedures. You see, we just have not allowed ourselves to stay healthy and make the right choices. A lot of you and I have. If you listen to me in the show, you probably have. But a significant portion of America's health care bill is caused by choices that people make, and often they're risky choices. Risky choices. See what I'm saying? Didn't Plato describe human beings as animals that go through their days making choices? That's what Plato said several thousand years ago. Human beings are animals that go through their days making choices. And a certain portion of our population has made a lot of bad choices. So then they make those choices, and they're supposed to turn towards Obamacare as being a way to help them out. And it doesn't work. Your deductibles go through the ceiling. The cost can't be affordable. You lose your health care. Your company won't give you health care. Or they cut you back to 30 hours so they don't have to pay you. You see the problem we have? It's a problem both for Democrats and Republicans, but I think more for the Democrats, quite frankly. Hey, Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. We're going to get some news at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about is it time for third parties, an independent party? Have we had enough? I don't think. You better have a good reason to vote for any Republican or Democrat, because quite frankly, I'm going to vote against all the incumbents. There's no incumbent out there in Washington, D.C. I'm going to vote for this time around. You might think about that. We'll come back and talk about third parties on the Jim Brown Show. www.jimbrownusa.com. Let's catch some news and come back and talk some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.